Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
And it is Christmas week here, so we have shuffled the lineup this week. Usually, our guy joins us at 4 o'clock on Wednesdays today. He's hopping up to the 340 spot on a Monday to talk the latest with the Browns, the latest around the NFL. On the line is Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Ross joining us now on the Fan Hotline. Ross, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good to be on with you guys. I just got done my workout in a hotel room here in Indianapolis because I'm doing Niners Colts tonight for radio with Kevin Harlan. And there's like five people that were in the hotel gym, one of whom was Christian McCaffrey on the Peloton bike.
That's crazy.
I bet he was great at it. Was he great at it?
Like, what an animal. Like, an absolute animal. He's on pace for 418 touches, which nobody's gone over 400 since he did it in 2019. And I just was looking at him. I went up to him. I'm like, yo, man, what you're doing this year is unbelievable. Because I didn't say this to him, but the crazy thing is he's definitely, like, lost half a step. You know, you guys played him a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
He's definitely not as explosive, you know, as he was a few years ago before these injuries, but – I don't know, man. As a former player, that almost makes what he's doing this year more impressive. I mean, he's got over 1,700 yards. He's going to hit 1,000 probably rushing and receiving, and he's not what he used to be. I mean, that's like – that to me is insane that you can even stay in the NFL when you kind of lost a step or whatever, let alone carry the load like he has been. It's crazy. Anyway, I just thought – I don't think I've ever seen that before. I just thought that was like a wild story.
We appreciate it. I do want to ask, because we were just talking about Drake May's come from behind win last night, and this seems to be with Mahomes out, potentially Lamar Jackson out. We know Joe Burrow's not going to be in the playoffs. This seems to be a great year for someone to level up. So of all the young quarterbacks, we're talking Drake May, Jordan Love, Caleb Williams, Justin Herbert, of all the young quarterbacks that could level up to being a top five quarterback with a deep postseason run, who are you most confident can actually make that leap this year?
That's interesting to me that you put Herbert like as a young guy. You meant more just, you know, establish themselves as a top five guy when he hasn't before.
Yeah.
I think Drake May. Yeah, I think it's Drake May, because there's a really good chance they're going to have two home playoff games. They might have the number one seed. I think he's been the most impressive guy out of the ones you named, and he's a lot younger. You know, that doesn't mean Jordan Love can't do it or Herbert can't do it, but they've had a lot of chances. I mean, this is actually May's, like, first chance, and he's kind of doing it. I did a couple Patriots games last year for TV, and they had the worst O-line in the league, and they had the worst receiving corps. And he still impressed me every time I watched the Patriots play or called those games, which I think is probably what you're looking for. You think about all these teams, including the Browns, with young quarterbacks. I think you recognize the Browns' offensive line has not played well. Their receiving corps is not good. But are you still impressed? Are you still impressed by what the young quarterback is doing? And I know everybody in Cleveland has their opinions, but I was impressed with what Drake May did last year, given the circumstances. So I'm not, you know, overly shocked that he's been this good this year. And I think that there's a real – I mean, look, he's going to be at worst top three in the MVP voting, which would lead people to discuss him as being a top five quarterback already, almost no matter what he does in the postseason.
Yeah, he's great. And obviously, you know, last night you saw him doing it without all the weapons at his disposal and down a backup left tackle, backup right tackle, all these other things. But, like, there was the idea that the Patriots and Elliott Wolf spent, what, $280 million in the offseason? Like, they did spend a lot of money. And so, like, that is part of that narrative. If people are expecting, let's say it is Shador to go from this season to then next season and have some sort of, maybe not Drake May explosion, but, you know, really, really make some strides, it would come with the idea that you'd have to spend money now, too. Do you feel like the Browns are in a spot where they would spend that type of money, or would you wait until you get a different quarterback in there, maybe when you draft, before then you spend the money?
Really good question. Really good question. And I guess my answer to that would be, you got to get better at a number of spots on offense as soon as possible. You know, so whether you think that that's for Shador and next year, or you think it's a quarterback in 2027, there's no reason to wait. I mean, the time is now to try to get better. Because it's not, Jonathan, I would say it's not just spend the money. You know, the Patriots did spend a decent amount of money because they had by far the most, you know, money to spend. But look what they did in the draft. I mean, they got a new left tackle in the draft. He's played pretty darn well. They got a new left guard in the draft. He's done a nice job. The center and right tackle are both guys that they went out and got, veterans. You know, at receiver, they paid something for Stephon Diggs, but they didn't have to, like, pay a crazy amount for Diggs. They drafted Travion Henderson. You know, they got Mack Hollins, who people weren't, like, knocking the door down for. So I think it's a mix like anything else. You know, while they did spend a good amount of money, it's not like they went out and were getting necessarily, especially on the offensive side of the ball, these, like, crazy high-priced guys. I mean, they did that more on defense with, like, a Milton Williams, made him the highest-paid player in franchise history from Philadelphia. On offense, it was kind of more mixing and matching with the draft and with bringing in veterans, and it just works out really well when the quarterback turns out to be that good. I will say, I think Josh McDaniels, Northeast Ohio's own, has been very, very helpful for Drake May as well.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Well,
Ross, I thought Shador was serviceable yesterday. We can haggle over what word anyone would use, but over the final two games and certainly this game, is serviceable enough from Shador if you're the Browns?
Let me ask you this, both of you guys. Mm-hmm. Scale 1 to 10. 10, he played amazing. 1, he played terrible. What would you say yesterday for Shador?
I think I said 5 or 6. I think I called it a C+, B- game.
And I was thinking like a 6, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if you guys were on the same page or if Jonathan was just drinking more of the Shador Kool-Aid. That was what I wanted to establish first.
No, same spot.
I wanted to know.
Yeah.
What about overall? What about all of his starts? Like, what number would you give him for the whole body of work so far?
Somewhere between a 5 or 6.
Yeah, I would think not to do it because it's a thing I don't like to do, but 6, 7, somewhere around there.
6, 7.
You know, it's funny. In my head, well, first of all, two things. One is, you know, we don't talk enough in life in general, but in particular in the NFL, about NBA, which is next best alternative. You know, we want to just say, should it be Shador? Should it be somebody else? Who is the somebody else? You know, what is the somebody else? I think that's a really, really important part of this, because I would say right now, I think I'd rather have Shador next year than drafting a rookie that's not named Fernando Mendoza or Dante Moore. I'd probably rather go with Shador. Now, if I can get one of those two guys, that might be a little bit different in terms of the draft. I think there's something to be said for seeing what Shador could do with a full offseason, seeing what Shador could do with better people around him, and kind of backfilling that position with someone that's serviceable should Shador struggle and not be the guy. It's funny because my initial reaction would have been, I think he got to hit 7 to say, let's definitely go with Shador next year, if that makes sense. Like, I think you guys and everybody listening need to say on a scale 1 to 10, I feel like Shador, I feel about a 7 about Shador right now. If everybody in Cleveland's hitting a 7, then I think you almost definitely give him next year. If you guys are 5 or 6, that's a little different.
Well, all right, maybe this applies to the next question then, because the NBA thing, the next best available, do you think that applies for Kevin Stefanski then as well, or is that a different conversation?
A little bit of a different conversation, because I do think that sometimes with coaches, it's just time. And sometimes with coaches, the message gets stale. I'm not saying either one of those are the case with Kevin, by the way. I'm just saying I don't necessarily put players and coaches in the same category. But I do think if you're going to move on from Stefanski, I would want to have a pretty good idea of who the three guys are that you really, really want, that you think are better than Stefanski, and through the pipeline, talking to their agents, feel very confident you can get them. Because I see this happen so often. Now, Penn State, you know, might have gotten super fortunate to be able to get Matt Campbell late when they did. And he's a terrific coach, and it'll probably work out well for them. But it's pretty clear he wasn't even top 5, maybe even top 10 on their list, and that they were fortunate. What you don't want to do is get rid of a coach like Stefanski, and then, you know, you're striking out, and you get a guy 7th or 8th. Because that, to me, that's due diligence. You know, I know they don't want stuff to get out and blah, blah, blah. They should have, if you're Andrew Berry, if you're Jimmy Haslam, you should have a list of guys you'd really be interested in as your next head coach if you made a move. And then there are ways through back channels you can kind of get an idea, hey, would he be interested in coming here? The problem is, there's a lot involved in that. So let's say you're one of those coaches. What's the first question you're asking? Well, first of all, is Andrew still the GM? Because that's part of it, positive or negative. Some of them, I think, would love that. Maybe others wouldn't. And then you have to say, well, who's quarterback? And that conversation goes both ways. You know, do the Browns, do they want to hear the head coach candidate say, I think Shador's the guy and I can make him play really well? Or do they want the guy to come in and say, look, he is not the guy. I'm not taking this job unless, you know, we all agree we're getting somebody else. I mean, that's the problem, is that there's some serious conversations to be had, because a guy like Ben Johnson, a guy like Vrabel, okay, who are going to have options like both of those guys did, they have the power. They have the leverage. Vrabel knew he wanted to go to somewhere where they had a quarterback like Drake May and a ton of cap space. You know, Ben Johnson believed in Caleb Williams, knew they had that guy locked up, and knew that the Bears were going to commit to spending a bunch of money on the offensive line. I mean, there's just a lot There's a lot that goes into it. And if you want to get one of the best candidates, you have to be willing to bend to what he wants more so than just what you want. Otherwise, I mean, you're going to have to accept whoever you get.
Roths, great stuff, buddy. Merry Christmas. Thanks for all you've done this football season, buddy. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Ross.
Likewise. My pleasure, guys. Later, dude.
Later, dudes. That Christian McCaffrey stuff is wild.
That he does a Peloton, like, the day of?
Just chill out, man. All right, save some cardio for the rest of us. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.